Ever since Aubrey Fletcher was a little girl, she knew she wanted to work on a dairy farm.
I do remember my mom asking, "Are you sure this is what you want to do?"
Fletcher says she knew the work was hard. She grew up milking cows every day. Now she and her husband's family run Edgewood Creamery outside of Springfield, Missouri, and she loves it. Inside the barn, Fletcher shows me the newest additions to the herd, a few calves who were born earlier in the week. Using her fingers, she teaches the young heifers how to get used to using a bottle.
It takes them a little bit, but it doesn't take them long. They're quick learners.
And as we drive the small work truck to check out the older cows in the pasture, Fletcher tells me their dairy is expecting 300 more calves this year. That will add an extra load to an already busy schedule between milkings, feedings, and fixing things that need fixing.
There's always something to be done on the farm, and very rarely my house gets clean, so.
In the United States, a third of farms are run by couples like the Fletchers, sharing the workload and daily responsibilities. And in the past 15 years, the fraction of women who are taking the lead on the farms has nearly tripled. Now it's about 15%. Fletcher meets regularly with a new group of women dairy farmers, and she says having a space to come together with other women has been huge.
Because they can relate to you. They understand, oh, you had three calves this morning and, you know, you didn't get your kids to school on time. You know, they understand the struggles of being a dairy farm wife slash mom. And it's easy to just talk to them about the struggles of a dairy farm and talk about the good times.
And it's not just about the social and emotional support. Education has been the main component. Reagan Bluell is a dairy specialist for the University of Missouri Extension. We talked on Skype. She runs the group of women dairy farmers.
This is another forum to gather information both from Extension, but also from their peers to see what is successful on those farms.
Bluell says the daily grind of agricultural work can make it hard for farmers to get off the farm. But they've been making the time, the first Monday every other month.
365 days a year, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It can be very isolating. And so sometimes it takes scheduling yourself to leave the farm.
Bluell polled the women to find out what they want to learn about. And in the next few months, she'll program sessions about everything from calf raising to stress management.
They've been through the ups and downs of the milk price, and they see how knowledge can then translate to successes within their herd.
Many women are used to standing out at big farm shows or meetings. And that's why Rebecca Conley started a group for women in dairy in Pennsylvania.
Women on farms has always been there. It's just now women are looking for more information off the farm.
Conley says the women want more training. They're seeking out more entrepreneurial opportunities like starting a creamery. They're trying to bring a competitive edge to their farm. What she's hearing from her group?
Work-home balance was a big one, and also value-added products.
Which is something Aubrey Fletcher back at Edgewood Creamery can relate to. The idea to start their creamery came from her and her husband's desire to return to his family farm.
The farm couldn't necessarily provide both of us with salaries, and so we thought, why not take our premium milk and take that a little further?
A year in, Fletcher says the creamery is helping the dairy stay afloat. They just opened a small storefront on the farm, selling their milk and cheese. And she and her husband are building the business and the life they wanted.
1798.
For Harvest Public Media, I'm Suzanne Hogan.